Good morning.
Good morning. Hello. My name.
I think that's why I have a pimple coming, because I've been going like this all night.
Could be.
Don't you see it? It's like humongous.
If you just keep touching it, then it'll get bigger.
It's really itchy. Wait, do you think we have a monster in our bag? Because you have bite marks and I have bumps.
I bit my own hand.
Oh, what?
I was just trying to fool you. Sorry.
Well,
welcome back, everybody, to your favorite podcast, Two Dorks in New York.
I'm going to sneeze.
I'm going to sneeze. I'm waiting for her to sneeze. Hold on. Sorry. It lost me, she says. If you haven't noticed, one of the two members of Two Dorks in New York is dying.
I have the plague.
So she has a cold and my intestines suck. We are dying.
We're going down. We're going
down. New York is fighting back.
I knew it was going to happen, though.
I agree.
I worked too hard last week.
And I didn't poop enough last week.
And I haven't been sleeping enough.
Yes. Although, I got new sheets for us, so that might help.
I don't think it's going to help, but we're going to see.
Yeah, I think it's going to help me, at least. Those sheets that we have suck. No folder today. No binder or anything.
You got I have no notes.
No notes. Very free flowing today.
Hello?
Free flowing.
Yeah, so my low of the week is that I'm
dying.
Sick right now, and I probably sound crazy.
You don't sound that bad. I mean, you sound congested, but it's not that bad. Yeah.
My high of the week, boy.
Thank you. I appreciate that. That's really nice. I really needed that this week.
We had a gala for an internship. That was pretty fun. I think my high is just that I spent a lot of time with my intern friends. And it feels like we're friends.
Yeah.
So that's fair. Been fun.
That's reasonable.
What's your high and low?
Yeah, I actually also had a really good time with my friends. And played games and went bowling, and that was really fun.
Bowling was this week?
Yes. That was just a few days ago.
Oh my God.
Yes. Very, very fun. My low was probably the fact that this week has been no coaching, because I'm like transitioning into the winter season. And it's just really uncomfortable because I have like nothing to do. And my mom always told me that I shouldn't be bored. And it's like being bored is a choice, and it so is. But for whatever reason, I can't muster enough mental power to just go do something, anything. And in this modern world, they make it so hard for us to be able to break out of that barrier because of how much is on your phone.
There's a lot there. I agree with some of it, but not all of it.
That's totally fine. We don't have to agree on everything. And I accept that.
Well, thanks. but I think you can sit in your boredom if you want to. I think it's good.
The problem is
to
I hate
bored.
It. It's my low. I hate it.
It's good for our brains to not be stimulated to the max.
I agree.
But I think in order to sit in your boredom correctly, it's like no phone. It's like just sit and be
right
with
and that's,
yourself.
That's what I'm trying to do. I think it's almost like a drug, right? And when you don't have the stimulant that we are used to, your body starts going into like shock. And for me, that's what happened. It's like if I'm not on my phone, if I'm not watching TV, if I'm just sitting, I start like screaming into a pillow because of how crazy I feel.
Yeah, and I think that means you should like sit with yourself more.
Yeah, maybe meditate on it or something.
Yeah, why don't you meditate when you get bored?
Yeah, I used to do that.
Or like make a list of what needs to be done and then do it.
Yeah. Because there's not a lot of important things. Yeah, I mean, yeah. Maybe that's where a dog really would come into play to fill all those gaps.
Well, I think that's just another form of stimulation. Like,
yeah, but that's like, it's cute, healthy.
You could walk.
I should. I should journal.
You could take the trash out. The options are endless, really.
Endless options, yes.
But I understand what you're saying.
Yeah. Yeah. Instead, I made music. I did do something yesterday.
It's true, which is good.
It's just kind of like a weird experiment that was something. But anyways, what's next on the agenda?
Well, our updates.
Updates.
You got any updates?
I called the doctor and scheduled an appointment for my intestines. Because yes, although I did have massive bowel movements on Saturday of last week, I've been jammed up again for a week again after this. So clearly there's something wrong with me. And we're gonna get figured out. But the problem with the medical system is I'm gonna go into the doctor. She's like, "Oh, why did you see me? Why didn't you go see a gastro?" Then I'll be like, "Well, I have to go see you first to get a recommendation." And she's like, "Oh, okay." And she's gonna go recommend me to go to a gastro, and that's gonna take like a week or two to get an appointment there. But it's probably just gonna be like a introductory appointment, and then I'm gonna have to schedule another appointment 2 weeks after that one to go get X-rays, and then it's gonna be another 2 weeks till I actually have some kind of prescription or medication or some kind of solving of the problem. So it's gonna be another 2 months till I actually get cured. That's my projection.
That was a lot.
I know it is, but people who know me know that my medical history has been just really bad. I just get so unlucky with...
Would you say abysmal? Would you say it?
I don't know if I would. I think you would.
I think that's the correct
adjective
for
abysmal. It. Abysmal.
Let's go.
A Pepto-Bismol.
Oh, what even is that? Is that the pink stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Does that help your stomach?
Yeah.
Your tummy?
It's like a stronger Tums, I'm pretty sure.
Oh.
But like...
I'd never taken a Tums before, Leonard. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, no. I mean, we're introduced to different medications. I never took zinc until your mom was like, "You should take zinc." Did she tell you to take zinc?
No. If anyone's listening, my mom... I mean, they're like real remedies. They just feel a little homemade, but it's like very like supplemental based in our family before it hits like real meds.
I believe it. I mean, I believe on all of that stuff.
Yeah. So like 2 days ago, I literally ate like half a can of garlic on bread to try and stop this sickness, and it didn't work. I think it's my own fault though, because it was working. I was feeling really good when we went out, but then because I was feeling so good, I was like, "Oh, drinking. Yeah, I'll have a glass of wine," and then.
Well, you had a vodka crayon, then a glass of wine, and then another vodka crayon.
Hey.
So, that's more than a glass of wine.
Wasn't going to disclose all that.
I am so sorry. We could cut that out.
No.
Leave it in. We stay true to the fans.
My other updates are that I'm sick. And another update is that I babysat a 4-year-old yesterday, and I'm still recovering. I was sick. I didn't feel the best, but I thought I could do it. And I think we had a lot of fun. She was telling her parents that
that's
we
good.
Had fun.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I think I could have been more fun if I wasn't also like sporting a headache.
Right. I mean, you were sick. So dealing with a 4-year-old healthy is enough challenge as it is, but.
Yeah. And that just really invigorates the fact that I just want to hold a baby. I don't actually want one.
Yeah.
I want someone close to me. Well, my uncle's having a baby soon. That'll be good.
That's true. You can go over there.
Hold that baby.
Yeah.
Because I love them. Love them kids, but wow.
I still
every day,
am pretty sure.
Every day?
I've never held an infant.
That's crazy.
Not one time have I held a baby in my life, I don't think.
You have to come with me.
I'm trying to remember. I don't think I've seriously ever held a baby. I'm scared of it.
Why?
I don't know.
It's like a football. Handle with care.
Yeah, but you also squeeze a football real tight. You know?
Well, you don't just loosely pick up a baby.
Baby?
A baby.
Yeah.
I love babies.
Another quick update on just like Leo job situation, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
I applied for the Red Bull Youth Academy for the MLS as a coach.
Just go into sports.
Probably won't. Okay. I probably won't get that, but whatever. I had a meeting with the athletic director, Nightingale, about possibly doing long-term subbing. Doesn't really seem like I'll get it just because it doesn't look like I have the sport experience, like swimming and squash. So that's kind of a bummer, but I applied to those.
Is squash like cricket or is it like soccer? Sorry, did everyone hear that? Is squash like cricket or is it like soccer?
I thought it was closer to racquetball.
Oh, that's squash.
I'm pretty sure.
What am I thinking of?
You're thinking probably of cricket.
Okay.
Or you could be thinking of lacrosse.
No. Lax is one of those net things.
Give me a second. Yeah, no, it's like racquetball. It's like pretty much just racquetball.
Girl, I feel like you could coach anything. They just need to let you in there.
I agree, but these are also people who have like college like offers.
Oh,
to
right.
Their sport. So I could manage it, but I don't think I could coach swimming. Like I don't even know the first thing about it. Anyways.
You were never a swimmer?
Oh, my whole family just laughed when you asked that question.
Oh, right, because you're not aquatic. No, I knew this.
Yeah.
I just thought as a sporter, but I get it.
Yeah. So that's the
I actually really enjoy that about you.
That I hate the water?
Yeah.
I hate the water. I hate it. It doesn't make sense, though, because I kind of want to live on a beach.
No, but you'll go into it, but you just don't want to go swimming. And yeah, I never...
I would surf. I think I like surfing.
That makes... no sense.
Well, because it's really...
This makes absolutely no sense.
You're on a buoyant thing, though. You're not swimming. You're, like, on a buoyant thing.
You know, there's, like, more risk with that than just, like, a swimming pool.
Dude, I understand. I understand. I'm not worried about drowning in a swimming pool. I just don't like...
But you are.
No. No. I'm not worried about drowning in a swimming pool. I'm a strong enough swimmer that I can maintain a long time. Like, I feel like I'm average.
Is it your ears?
It's my ears. The moment I go into water, I just get infections. I swear to God.
Honestly, me too. My family's laughing at this because I have to wear... Well, I used to have
it's
to wear
not a
like...
competition. Okay.
Okay. I used to have to wear wax earplugs to go swimming because I complained so much.
I should have done it. I wouldn't jump in the lake anymore because every time I did from the rock, the pressure of the water would just make my ears infected. It was terrible.
Were you ear infection prone as a child?
I don't know.
Oh.
I just played sports, man.
That's all I know.
That's all I know. I think that's most of my updates. And then going into sports, right?
Yeah. I just want to say I made Leonard watch Wife Swap yesterday and it was
entertaining.
Invigorating.
Yeah.
I love Wife Swap.
I still feel like there was like a bit of acting involved, but... What do you do when you got cameras in your face in the 2000s? You got to kind of act up a little bit, but it's, I mean, somehow I'm interested in weird reality stuff sometimes, which I hate to admit, but
I love it.
It just like completely gets you out of your own brain. Like you just fall into the other families.
Yes.
It's just like the fastest way to get into other families.
Yes.
Yeah. Interesting.
Ooh. Therapy moment.
Therapy. Dude, Evan and I had an hour and a half phone call and we were getting into some really, really deep stuff. Like we were talking about in the situation where Thanos exists and he snaps his fingers and half the population disappears, right? To save the world. We were talking about how there's like, he was like the first villain who was not a villain. He was like a good guy. You know what I mean?
No.
Thanos, you know Thanos?
Yes.
He was a good guy because he was just trying to...
He was ugly.
Really? I didn't think he was ugly. Thought he was ugly?
The large, bald, purple dude?
Yeah.
Yes.
He's ugly to you, huh? He looked like a pretty solid guy.
Okay, but you sympathize with villains.
I heavy. Do. I love villains.
Heavy.
I really, it's heavy. Kind of, yeah, I understand. I wish I was the Joker. I really do. To just have nothing other than chaos in your life would be so fun. Like he, the Joker.
Yeah, no, absolutely not. That made me anxious.
The Joker literally has no motive. You can't buy him. All he wants is chaos. There's no good guys. There's no bad guys. He just wants chaos. I think that's very interesting. I'm very interested about that. I've always been interested in villains. I don't know why.
Okay, so if we snap, we being Thanos, if Thanos snaps, right. You're the, because he wanted to get rid of half the population because we're overpopulated.
Correct. He was trying to save the universe because everything was overpopulated and polluted and it was garbage. And the worlds that he snapped turned better. And they grew from it.
Yeah, but they lost half the population.
Yes.
You'd be okay.
And that's losing. What I was telling Evan. I told Evan, if there was a volunteer basis thing, and it
Girl,
was like...
this just sounds like the military.
I'm just saying, if you could volunteer...
It sounds like the military.
And half the population of the world volunteered
that's
to just
military.
Die.
That's the military.
I would do it. It's not the military, because...
What are the armed forces signing up to do?
To fight for their country.
Right, to go die.
They're fighting for the country. I would be dying for the world. They're not going to die. They're going
okay,
to
well,
fight.
Okay, well, not all of them, because now we're like grown. And but at the basis of what the military is, worst comes to worst, our world goes to war, the armed forces are fighting.
Yes. Yeah.
And dying.
I guess. I just wouldn't do it for the country. I'd do it for the world. You know what I mean?
How is that different?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
We can move on.
We can move on from this.
I think there's different ways to make the world environmentally and like socially.
I mean, obviously
better.
There is. It's like I'm not just going to go kill myself right now just because I think that's going to make the population less. But.
Yeah, because I don't think there would ever be enough volunteers.
I mean, no. God, no, there wouldn't be. Obviously.
So then, like, how do you go about that?
I don't know. It was more of a hypothetical in the way that it would never work. And then Evan also spoofed it. It was like, if you got that many people to sign up to kill themselves to save the world, why wouldn't you just use those many people to just save the world? Because if you could just use half the population all coming together... You could probably just solve the pollution and overpopulation a different way. And then he just debunked my whole train of thought for a long, long time.
Well, yeah, but... Yeah, maybe. But that would probably take, like, more effort than just non-existing anymore.
It's
people
true.
Like an easy solution.
It's true. That is an easy solution. I think that's why I'm signing up for it. I don't have to do anything. Anyways, we should probably move on from this topic. A little depressing.
I'm feeling intrigued.
That's good.
Okay.
Maybe they're intrigued.
Hope so. I don't know.
Are we going to release the questionnaire, by the way?
Oh,
video?
Yeah. Okay,
so
let's talk about it.
So we went to the leaves.
It.
That was this week, mate.
Yeah.
Well, but we potted about it, though. Did we?
Okay, Okay. Any more sports? Not really. We didn't do anything sport-wise.
I'm thinking.
Internship has been good. We had our midterm evals. Mine was like fine. I don't know. I never evaluate well at the beginning of anything. So
is that just like a one-on-one situation with your advisor?
Yeah. And like the comments he said, I understand them. I'm not sure how I'm going to fix some of them.
Like what? What were they?
Well, like one was like easy. He just, my repertoire bank is like not wide. And I know that.
So he was like, I think you need to start learning more diverse songs and stuff on different instruments.
No, just like on guitar. Like, I need different genres because, especially when you're seeing like older adults, like above 60, they like the oldies, and I just don't. I don't have that breadth of knowledge. But like, I also don't feel the need to do that because I don't like learning those songs, A. And B, like, when someone requests a song, if I just like listen to it, I can usually just kind of do it.
Around with it. Yeah.
So I just use that's my crutch.
Yeah.
But the other one was like changing how I approach the therapeutic space as a person.
Mm.
He wants me to like calm down, not be so like
angsty,
emotive.
Mm-hmm.
Like when people are talking to me, not like move so much and validate, you know, and like
I was told that same thing
in a lot
of different situations lately. Like in percussion, I can't be moving as much. There was another in coaching, I shouldn't be moving as much. I think as you get into a more professional structure, you don't emote yourself as much.
Well, I hate that.
I kind of do too, but if you think about it, most of the people you talk to at an older age, when they're listening, they're not like, oh, okay, yeah. They don't have that energy. It's more like, mm-hmm.
Yeah, and like, he did an example. He pretended to be me and like moved a lot when we and said like, tell me about your day, and was like me, and then he like was him, and I understand how I can still be like active and present without
moving,
I guess. Like, it's more than moving, but like, sure. That's the biggest
thing. Did he say why he wants you to not emote as much?
Like, not really. He just thinks that it feels less
fake.
Like,
anxious.
Especially when we're trying to like perform therapy.
Mm.
If I'm giving the client a lot to go off of, that's like writing their story for them, so to speak.
Mm.
So if I'm like, oh, cool, or like, well, or like presenting as a way, sometimes I'm like giving them answers or like a way.
That makes sense.
So he wants them to like bring up things on their own.
Okay. That makes sense.
Which is fine. I just don't know how to do it. And I like tried it in a session right after I got this feedback. And it just felt weird. Like, I wasn't really, I don't know. I know it's going to take time. I just don't, it doesn't feel like me. And so I'm trying to.
I understand. When I was told in the coaching situation, so I feel like it's a very similar situation. When I was told that I was being too much, as a, like, just moving too much, same thing. I just was like, I want to say, hell no, I'm going to keep doing what I want to do.
Yeah.
But I think these people know more than we do. And I think we just have to take it and learn from
it. Maybe that's why I vibe with kids more. Like, they're just, they feed off energy better and they like do that.
Could be. That's definitely an interesting thought there.
I don't know.
Another philosophical lesson from Hasina Torres.
Yeah, so we're working on that. But other than that, it was one of my friend's birthdays. That's why we went out on Friday. And that was really fun. And we talked about all their midterm evals, which were juicy. And then we also had the gala, which is like just a big fundraiser. And we raised like over $60,000.
Wow-wee.
Yeah. But I worked from 9 till 11 p.m. that day.
That's crazy. They're just using you to get money. And you don't even get any of that money. Isn't that insane?
Yeah.
That's insane.
And
they get $60,000.
Just from like the auction, not even from like
They tickets. Get $60,000. They have, how many interns are there?
9.
They have $60,000 in just a day. And they have 9 interns working for them for free.
Yeah.
That's like...
No,
I'm pretty sure illegal.
No. We looked up the labor laws.
Like, that's
and the way that
illegal.
We're working. We only meet like 4 out of like the 12 criteria for paid interns.
Mm.
So we like, they don't have to pay us.
I mean, yeah. I mean, it's not illegal. It just sounds illegal.
Yeah. But it's, I don't know. We talk about it a lot. The way that if it was just like 9 to 5, 3 days a week and then nothing else, it would feel better than when it's like all this other stuff and assignments. But I mean, it's school, so whatever. But they are very finicky about time logs. I had to turn in my time log and I had to correct like a bunch of things about it.
It's interesting.
And my supervisor is always like, make sure you're not overworking because you can't bank hours. And so, like, leave at four if you need to. Like, don't stay till five because and you can't take a half day. Because
you could sue them probably or something crazy.
I don't know.
You could probably request some kind of money or something.
He's being crazy about it.
Yeah.
Okay. Then let's get into where we went. We went a bunch of places. It could be like,
oh my God, we really did.
Snaps, arts.
Snips and snaps and arts and farts.
Culture, go.
Okay. We were able to talk about this a week ago. Was Bona and M?
Yes, Terry and Sophie sent us money to go to this restaurant.
Right, and
we went about it stupidly.
I didn't realize. Yes, we've tried many times. So, 2 days ago, we were like, "All right, great, we're gonna go have a nice lunch at Bona and M, and it's gonna be awesome." We get on the train, go all the way there. And when we're like ready to pretty much walk to it, we look up the maps and it says closed.
And it was closed that day, like fully closed.
It was closed for the next 6 hours. So.
And then I had work, so we couldn't come back.
So that was a little frustrating.
So instead we went to Ray's Pizza and I got chicken Caesar salad pizza and it was amazing.
That's right.
It was amazing.
That's right. That was awesome. I haven't been eating out just because my intestines are so bad.
Yeah, he it's doesn't want to risk it.
It's not cured, folks. It's bad. Then
we walked around Central Park and we saw some lovely, the leaves are all turning. It's really pretty.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Great weather.
Yeah, we had a little like outing and then came home. So then we tried again the next day to go to Bona and M. They serve like banh mi and a bunch of like really, they look really yummy and like, this Vietnamese?
Oh, I have no idea.
I'm not really sure.
I have no idea what it is.
That's probably wrong, but so we make it to the restaurant and they had just opened for their like dinner hour.
Right. So they do 12 to 4 and then 2 hour nap and then 6 to like 1.
Well, the body does it too, and it's so they can, like, change over all their fryers and, like, do the whole shift and, like, prep all the stuff for dinner.
That makes sense.
Yeah, so we get there, and there's a line out the door. And we're like, oh, okay, well, maybe that's just, like, to go. Like, it's fine. No biggie. We walk in. I scan the QR code for the wait list, and there's 35 people ahead of us.
35 parties ahead of us.
Yeah. So probably, like, at least 100 people.
Yeah. So
it's like, oh, we probably should have made a reservation.
I didn't know that was a thing. I didn't even know it was a restaurant. When I looked it up, it looked like you just kind of walk in, grab it, and go. It looks so small.
Yeah.
But it does look pretty classy in there. And it's a small little, it is a hole in the wall situation, but it's just like the classiest hole in the wall situation you could find.
Yeah. So we were like, okay, let's see what happens if we just get a happy hour drink next door and then go back. So we went to, I think it's called like Landon Hall, but it's part of the Penny Farthing franchise. I don't know.
Yeah.
But we went there.
It was a little area. Yeah, it was a little nice area.
It was a nice little drink. It kind of looked Bonnie-esque.
Yeah, similar to.
Yep. Yeah, it was yum.
And then we were like, all right, we're going to have a drink. If we finish the drink and we haven't moved up at least halfway up the list, then we'll just get it to go.
Mind you, it's 6 p.m., it's dark, and it's about 45 degrees. Maybe like 53 degrees outside.
Yeah, it was chillier. It was. So we're getting our drinks. We check up on the list, and not a single table has moved.
Yeah.
So we're still at 35, and we've killed about 15 to 20 minutes and more than that.
Yeah, like at least 30.
Yeah. And then we just was like, all right, let's get another drink, because why not? Happy hour.
Right. And then we ordered to go and I got this like chicken fried curry balmy sandwich.
And I got 6 little, like they're about this big, like 4 quarters. I got 6 like little rice patties, rice cake things with pork and this like kind of nice sweet sour dipping sauce, if you will.
Yeah, they had like shallots and like things on it, like
right,
they looked pretty. So then we finish, we order that to go. We finish our drink. We get the food.
We get the food to go in like
10 seconds.
It was fast. Yeah. Fast.
And then we're like, oh, okay, where should we eat this? So then we had to go find a little table to eat it.
Outside.
And I killed, it was a sandwich, it was like a foot long Subway sandwich. It was pretty big.
Yeah. I would. Foot long is a little excessive.
Maybe 8 inches.
Yeah. Yeah, 8 inches sounds about right. Yeah.
Okay. I'm getting better at measuring.
You are. She is getting better.
Wow.
Yeah.
And it was yummy. It was just like a little cold and a little to go packaged. But also, looking back, I don't know if it was that yummy, to be honest.
Here's my new theory, specifically to Terry and Sophie now. I really liked the concept of looking if there's anything online for us to test. But I'm pretty sure just after what I've seen in New York from the time we've been here, if you find something food-wise on your social media, it's going to be a long-ass line. And
well, we know that, but I think you're trying to say that it won't be the best, but I don't think it was.
Maybe, yeah, maybe this one just wasn't the best.
I think this.
Oh no, my bracelet's breaking.
A little overhyped.
Oh.
Just a little because, and we were saying maybe if we like ate in restaurant, it would have been better. Maybe a little better. But we didn't wait that long to eat it.
No.
So I don't.
I don't know. I'm still like, you know how you eat a hot dog and. You like still burp it up for like a week after you've eaten it. I'm still burping the food I ate from there, and it's just not feeling the best. Now that could be my intestines. It was a low FODMAP, so I don't know why. It wasn't the best.
It was like yum, but I think if you found another hole in the wall,
right.
It would have been better.
I agree. I concur.
Because some really famous like internet famous places are. Like it's outstanding too.
But. I believe you. I hate social media.
I give it a 6, to be honest.
6 out of 10?
Yeah.
10 being the best you've ever had. And 1 being the worst
sandwich.
You've ever had.
Yeah.
Okay. So not the restaurant, but the sandwich you ate was a 6 out of 10.
I think both.
Okay.
Because it looked cute. I'm saying, I think if we were in there.
And there was a lot of food options.
We would have had a better time. And there's things we didn't even try. Right. Like
I'll settle in on it. I will say the sweet and sour sauce was actually delicious. Mm-hmm. That was really good. That changed things. And it was kind of affordable. Kind of.
I think so.
Yeah. For a popular place. So it worked. We were cold.
Yeah, but it was really fun. So thanks, Terry and Sophie.
It was a very fun outing.
Don't get us wrong. We'd do it again.
Oh, 100%. 100%. But I think we did what you guys wanted us to do was.
Yeah, honest
review. I don't think you should be going out of your way to go to Bon On M, is what I think.
Go to Ray's Pizza instead. Okay.
Yeah. That was a hole in the wall pizza joint in Central Park. That was fantastic.
It was so yummy.
Ray's Pizza was awesome.
I love Ray's Pizza.
We didn't even look it up. We literally just walked around.
Well,
and
I went
found
with Zave when he was here, but not there, to a different one.
Oh.
We had their takeout menu on our fridge.
Okay.
But you hadn't gone yet.
No, and I still haven't. I mean, I've seen it. I still haven't eaten it. Because I'm going to go.
Do you believe in life after love?
I'm going to go to the doctor and I'm going to be like, listen. The last doctor I saw a year ago, and they told me I should go on a low FODMAP diet.
Do you believe?
And I'm going to ask if I can just get away from that so I can eat normally again, because clearly it's not working.
Yeah. We got some issues over here. Okay, but we should get to what we were actually supposed to say first, is that we went to the Catskills last Sunday.
Oh my
and it
God,
was awesome,
yeah.
Amazing. We went on this gondola. It
Catskills
was
is the upper, like near Albany, upper, up, New York.
Upstate. And then after we walked around to this like really strange store.
Yeah, there's a few strange ones.
It's called the Whatnot Store. And it
how
was
do you
just
remember
this,
these things?
Because that lady was fantastic.
It was a garage sale.
But in a store.
In a
store.
So
it was just random items.
And it was like an 85-year-old woman sitting in a lawn chair, just covered in random, really old-ass stuff. Like, not even old-ass, like, cool old. It was like...
No, it was like...
What
hoarder
you... Yeah, it was
materials.
Hoarder old. Yeah, it was hoarder old. Like, she has, like, the weirdest stuff there.
It's basically just the goodwill of that little town.
That was it, yeah.
But the little town is kind of like a town where you could either be murdered or have a great time.
Yep.
Like, it's,
and we got lucky and had a good time.
Yeah, it's towing the line.
Yeah.
And then we went to, like, a real antique shop that was fantastic.
And fancy as hell.
So large, two stories. Not really for antiques.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
Like, that's
just, yeah,
normal.
Yeah, yeah, I'm learning the culture here in New York is a little different. So
yeah, and then we went to this place called The Pantry, and we were like, oh, this looks good. And I got,
oh my God, The Pantry was so
blueberry pancakes,
good.
And Leonard got French toast, gluten-free.
Gluten-free French toast. And to mom, I finally found at least the best French toast in New York I've had was there, and it was gluten-free.
Yeah.
And it was the best in New York I've had. So far, very good.
Yeah, not the city, the state.
Right.
My blueberry pancakes were fantastic. I feel like I've been wanting that for a while. Like, I tried with the chocolate chips,
right.
And like,
didn't hit.
No one here wants to put anything in a pancake, and they finally did.
Blueberries a
Thank
solid
goodness.
Way to go.
And hot chocolate that was so chocolatey and good.
Oh God, yeah, it's just such a beautiful, beautiful weather, beautiful time, and it was just God, it was just perfect.
Yeah.
The rental car situation was actually really great. I, however. Had to pee really bad on our way back, and we were in a rush for some reason.
Because we were watching Marty.
Oh, that's right. We were watching Marty.
Hello.
Yes. So we were in a rush.
It's on your eye.
In it?
No. Well,
what happened? Did you get it?
Yeah, keep going.
Did you get it?
Yes.
You're lying to me.
No,
you're
I'm
still
not.
Looking at me, bro. What is it?
Nothing. You have a little bit of skin. Yeah, okay, you got it.
Yeah, you lied to me. So we were in a rush to get back to, like, make sure Marty's safe and all that jazz.
Which was fine. We actually didn't leave him for, like, any time at all.
We
got home at a great
hours,
time.
Yeah.
But we are still
the problem was
the
I had to pee really bad, and Hasina and I just had
so
a really...
that was the problem?
Well, I'm about to tell you right now.
Oh, okay.
Can I?
Right. Let me be quiet. Go ahead.
Can I speak? Is that okay with you? Commercial right there. Anyways, I was just waiting to find the gas station on the way there, but there was none. And the only gas station that was close to the drop-off spot was right next to the drop-off spot. And you know they... upcharge a ridiculous price. So usually prices are like $3 a gallon here in New York, and that was like $5.20. And so I was like, no way, I'm not paying $5.20.
Cali prices.
Yeah, Cali prices. And I'm not gonna do that. And so I was just figured, honestly, I'll just call them and tell them they made a mistake or
no,
something.
No, Leonard dropped the car off without filling it up, which
I
is rule number one. That's actually
it
the only rule to rental cars. Don't crash and fill it up before you drop it off.
Yeah. So I got charged $104.
Yeah. So instead of the rental car being $40 for the whole day, it was
$175.
Which is exactly what we didn't want to happen.
It was $175 total. So I
instead
screwed
of
the
43.
I screwed the pooch on that one. That's on me. But worth it because I got home and we got to hang out and we had a really, really fun time.
Well, yes.
So we move on from it. I called for the record and I begged and pleaded and I worked really hard and I actually got a free rental car for the day. So it kind of paid for itself. And it worked out.
You're too much.
Yeah. Any hoozles, what else we got? Anything else? Snips and snaps, that's arts.
That's kind of it. I had more things, but like not really. I really, really, if anyone, so my birthday's next Monday.
Oh my gosh. Oh, we probably should update that. We're probably not going to be able to podcast next week.
Oh, wait. The whole reason why we wanted to say this is because you guys asked us a bunch of great questions.
Oh, yeah. I knew we were missing something.
And we were answering them in the car and doing this cute like car filming
thingy,
and then my phone like ran out of storage.
Now it ran out of storage halfway through. Now we have the full audio.
But it's the audio also sounds bad.
No, not bad. It's just not as good as what. Does it really sound bad? Yes.
You haven't even listened. And so we're trying to figure out if we should just like say F it and put the audio up or like go on a live.
Yeah, and just like answer all things. Of them live. I mean, it would be fun if we just like did a normal podcast, but we could see what they're commenting and we could just interact with them as we podcast. I don't know.
Yeah, but then it's like timing that and like.
Yeah.
I don't know. It gets tricky. We don't really have the fan base to do that correctly.
That's true. But people could ask silly questions and whatever.
I hope this is still filming.
Oh, God. I hope so, too. The problem is, I mean, I've had a few people ask if we answered their questions, and the answer is yes, we did, just on a bad audio
so
situation.
So now it's hard because we already know each other's answers and, like, did the whole ha-ha thing.
Reach out to us if you just think we should just upload the audio so you could listen to the answered questions. It was a fun segment. It was fun. It was a fun little bonus thing. Or do you think we should just...
I think we should just upload it.
I think we should just upload it.
Yeah.
Because we answered all the questions, and there was a lot of them. And it was funny, and it was fun. And then we can get new questions coming in, and then I propose we add a segment at the end of this weekly podcast and leave it for like 5 questions or something to the audience. And then we'll do a live later on.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so check for the bonus questions that you
we'll post
us.
It like midweek, or maybe we'll post it next weekend because we'll be at the wedding.
Post it midweek, but we are going to a family wedding in Jersey-ish.
Another family wedding on Halloween.
Yes.
So if you'll be at the Halloween wedding, do you think we could all go trick-or-treating on Halloween?
There you go.
I want to put on a costume so bad. I don't want to put on a wedding guest dress.
Well,
I mean, I'm so actually excited. Let's not be.
Yeah.
I sound selfish. I'm kidding.
I mean, it sucks for you, though. We've had weddings on your birthdays. That's just not. That's
unfortunate. Everyone loves a November 1st wedding. Like,
yeah. But we're going to make sure I've got Hasina's gift that I shelled out for. I'm just kidding. And I'm really excited. For her to open
it. He keeps asking me like, what do you think it is? And I'm like, girl,
I've never been more
excited
for you to open a gift than the one I've gotten in here, because it's so weird. I feel like it's not weird, it's just like you would never have guessed, but maybe you would. What was that? Oh, a ring. Well, you know it's big, so it can't be the ring.
Maybe a giant ring pop. Ooh, that would be so fun.
If it was a massive ring pop.
Give me a giant ring pop.
That would be huge. Okay, well, I'm pretty sure that's it for the day. Right?
Yeah.
Oh,
I was going to say.
Look at what we're wearing.
Oh, yeah, actually.
Check it out.
Thanks, Tim and Terry. We love our slippers.
I haven't stopped wearing them.
I'm actually obsessed.
Yeah, that was huge. So thank you, Mom and Pa, because that was massive.
Yeah, we're just... Sorry, my mic keeps being weird. We're like just in the home stretch until it's family o'clock. We see family at the wedding.
Pretty much.
Then there's family for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it's going to be...
Then my family's after Christmas. Yeah. It's just boom, bang, boom.
It's going to be bang, boom, bang. You want to finish with a harmony? Let's make like a harmony.
Okay.
Like you just hold it. Or do you want to harmonize with me because you're better at harmonizing?
Sure.
Okay, so what's the outro?
I think we should just say, I'm still going, Emily. And then when we say, and we're in NYC, you sing it.
Okay.
I'm Solo.
And I'm Lee.
And
we're in NYC.
This is not working.
Nope. See you later.
See ya.